We are back again with the June 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
News director Zach Nelson, along with Beetle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, and special guest this month, Circuit Judge Carmen Means, talking about the Beetle County Drug Court, which starts next week. And again, Judge Means, thank you so much. It's been a very, very, very interesting time here on the program so far. Thank you for your insight and coming in.
I love to take time to educate people about what we're trying to do in drug court, so it's my pleasure.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, and Mike touched on Senate Bill 70 a little bit, and we have beat that to death on this program over the year and a half that we've been doing it, but I wanted to touch on here, kind of to wrap things up, the financial side of it. Where is this program being funded from?
Okay. Our employees of drug court are state employees, so our drug court service officer is paid by the state. We're looking at hiring a support staff that will help coordinate for both Beetle County and Cottington County to provide some administrative assistance to the team. That person would be paid by the UJS as well, out of the UJS budget. So when you heard at the legislature that they had funded the Beetle County Drug Court, that money was approved and set aside for us to begin the drug court here in July of 2015. We also pay some money for treatment, and so there's a budget for treatment for our participants in drug court, and our defense attorney is paid a contract stipend to attend. The rest of us, I mean, obviously I'm paid by the state, I'm a state employee, but and Mr. Nelson is paid by the county, but the rest of the folks that come in and participate in the team meetings and the staffings pretty much donate their time. We've had some wonderful donations of time by, you know, our assistant police chief in Watertown, Tim Toomey, and Sheriff Toby Wishard, who's a member of our team in Cottington County. We also have a budget, and it's a small and modest budget that exists to try to purchase some incentives for our drug court participants. They can be things as simple as a gift certificate to a local fast food restaurant, or a movie gift certificate, or a free haircut, or a candy bar. I mean, they're not expensive incentives, but when a client does something above and beyond the call of the requirements of drug court, we like to incentivize that behavior, and so we do offer sanctions. We have a fishbowl on the table, and we say, reach into the fishbowl, you've had a good week, and take out something as an incentive for what you've done. I would like to acknowledge that Dakota Provisions has made a cash donation and a donation of some gift certificates to have as incentives for our drug court clients here in Beetle County. So we really appreciate that support. And we'd want folks to know that that money is used for things such as that. I talked in the last section about a Cottington County drug court member who had been sanctioned by being placed on GPS. Some of that money came out of a budget that was donations from the community that help us to keep our program going. So,
as the program moves forward, obviously its state funding is sounds like a very large part of it. And you would, how far out is the state at least guaranteeing funding for the Beetle County program?
We have been very lucky to have support from our Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, from our governor, for drug court programs. They have been successful programs. They are proven programs. Drug court is probably one of the most studied programs by social scientists. And the question now is not, does drug court work? The answer to that is emphatically yes. It's more what works better and what things work the best that is being studied at this point. So we've been very lucky to have, I think, continued pledge of support to the continuing existence of the drug court programs and expansion of the drug court programs into all of our major cities. Brookings is slated to get a drug court in July of 2016 if the legislature approves that funding. And with the opening of that drug court, there will be drug courts or DUI courts in virtually every major city here in South Dakota. So I'm confident that that funding will continue. It is, as we say, an expensive program. But when you look at the penitentiary days saved by having the participants staying out of the penitentiary, it is also a money-saving program.
So are you confident that if the budget, state budget, happens to get into a bind in the years going forward, that these are programs that will likely to be targeted, or that they're going to look elsewhere to make possible cuts? I mean, obviously, you look at the education thing here so far as, you know, being something that everybody wants money for, but it just doesn't quite seem to be there. So do you think that these programs are going to be first on the chopping block should state government find the need to cut back because of reduced revenues?
I am hopeful that they wouldn't be, just because of the change in outlook, which, as you've talked about here, about Senate Bill 70, trying to keep nonviolent offenders out of the state penitentiary system. But it's also a money-saving program, so I don't think it would be something slated for the chopping block should we run into some fiscal troubles. I think the commitment is there from both the judicial branch and the executive branch to keep drug courts in existence. We've been studying sustainability and trying to look into those issues as well during the past few months as we've been going through some surveys with our drug court programs. So I'm hopeful that we will continue and continue to show that it is a successful program that does a lot of good for the state, much more good than a penitentiary sentence would do.
This has been a fascinating conversation, and Judge Carmen Means, thank you so much for the time, and I wish you best of luck as this program gets off the ground.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
We'll have more after this.